Welcome to the Midlife Mom Podcast. I'm your host, Lisa Lewis. I'm a coach for midlife moms with a background as a mental health therapist. I help midlife moms who are feeling lost and stuck to be able to discover and create their dream midlife. Let's do this. Welcome to the Midlife Mom Podcast. So you're probably listening to this via audio, and I am now going to be making this podcast also available through YouTube. So it's a little bit of an experiment, but this will be available on YouTube as well. So that's another option if you want to watch it. We'll see how this goes. Life's an experiment, isn't it? We're often having ideas of new things to try. And for me, it's like, oh, I don't know if I want to do this new thing because this feels scary, or I don't know how to do this, or how do I do the technology? But sometimes after I'm willing to try something new, I'm always glad, like, oh, I figured that out. So anyway, hopefully this is one of those things that I'm glad that I started this and figured it out, but I will let you know. Anyway, on to the podcast title for today. It is Becoming the Expert of Your Own Journey. And as often happens with me, my podcast titles come from experiences that I have that I think can contribute. And this is definitely one of those. I had an experience a few weeks ago where I realized I was putting somebody else in the position of expert in my life. And once I realized I was doing this, like, I was looking to this person for the advice and the guidance and kind of to tell me what to do. And once I realized I had been doing this, I actually was kind of angry at myself, because it's something I've been working on, of being able to be kind of that self-authority in my life, along with partnering with God to kind of guide me in things. And I realized that I had given this away to somebody else. And of course, this person didn't even know it, but it was, and it's not a problem for them on their end. It was more like what I was doing that I was more upset with. And as I realized this was happening, and I kind of allowed for that anger to be there and kind of trying to understand what was coming up for me, what I realized is I can go to other resources. I can go to other people. I can get their opinions, or I can get their thoughts, or watch their videos, or whatever it is. That's not a bad thing, to go to other people, because there are people that are awesome in their fields that can guide us. That's definitely resources we want to be able to tap into. But here's what I learned. When we are looking at somebody else's material or the, you know, their content that they're putting out, the thing we want to do is check in with ourselves and check in and see, does this feel right for me? Maybe it feels right for your best friend that told you about it, or your mom, or whoever told you about the content. That might be right for them, but being able to check in with yourself and see if it feels right for you. And that's what I realized that I wasn't doing. I was like, oh, this person's the authority and I need to follow exactly what they're doing, or take what they're, you know, the advice they're giving. And a lot of the advice I had been getting or content was actually really, really good for me. But the key was, is being able to check in with myself and see how it feels for me. So that's where I'm going with this today, of being able to have an understanding when we're going to something of if it's good for us. And how do we know that? For me, I'm starting to learn how to lean into that guidance system, that internal guidance system. And I also like to be able to connect with God, because I feel like my relationship with God can help me in guiding me to know what is best for me. And as I receive that guidance, I feel it inside. It's like, yes, this feels like this is a good direction for me to take. This feels good for me. Or it may be this, I'm just feeling kind of yuck inside and gross, and It's just not feeling aligned for me. And that is something I have to pay attention to of knowing, hey, maybe this isn't the right thing for me. Or maybe this one particular thing is not the thing for me to use. And I hope this is making sense. Okay, let's use a specific example so this feels a little bit more concrete. Let's say that you are a mom of teenage children, and maybe there's one in particular child that you're struggling with. And you're trying to figure out how to have boundaries with this child, how to maybe discipline, or what direction to take. Let's say you go to another podcast, or let's say you go to YouTube and you're looking up different videos on disciplining your children, and you're seeing a lot of content that's out there. As you're listening to it, there may be certain things, and maybe this content has a lot of views, has a lot of information related to it, and lots of people that like it. And so you think, oh, okay, this is the one that I should go to. This is the expert I should be listening to. But as you listen to it, you just get this feeling inside of like, this does not feel right for me, especially like maybe with that particular child, that's not the direction you feel like you should go. So maybe you keep searching and you find one and you're listening to it. And as you're listening to it, you're thinking, you know what? This approach might be the one that works for my child. This might be the one for me to try. And it feels peaceful inside. It feels like the thing to try. So that feeling of peace and kind of that inner knowing of like, this is what I should be doing. I would encourage you to take that, like, okay, let's try this thing. And it doesn't mean that that thing is going to be the perfect thing that's going to solve it, but you at least feel like you have something you can use to take you in the next step. And then maybe there'll be something else that comes up that takes you to the next step, and being able to know how to deal with this teenage child and be able to help and support them. But the biggest takeaway from this today is being able to tune into your internal guidance system, to notice if you're giving your power or your authority away to other people and trusting them to be the expert in your life versus letting you be the expert in your life. So I hope that this is helpful and kind of gets you thinking about things you can be tuning into for yourself. I would just encourage you to be practicing when you're making decisions, or maybe you're looking for expert opinion, of paying attention to how you feel. And just start practicing to see, does this feel like a good fit for me in this situation? And if it feels like it's a yes, then try it out. And if it's definitely a no, then listen to that and know that you're being guided in the direction that you need to be taking that's best for you, and that you can trust that internal guidance system that you have, and also that relationship with God that can guide you as well. I hope you are enjoying this podcast. I would love it if you gave me a rating and review. This helps my podcast get out to more midlife moms, and I will see you next time on the podcast.
If you're enjoying what you are learning on this podcast and would like to learn more about working with me as your coach, you can message me at midlifemomcoach@gmail.com, or you can reach out to me on Instagram. Midlife Mom Coach is my handle. We'll see you next time on the podcast.